What you have to know is that the government has condemned this crime because this opposition leader was protected by a bodyguard from the government because he expressed that his concern about his security, and the government has provided to him bodyguards. But he has been killed, and with him, a bodyguard and the two others have been injured and are now treated at the hospital. So what we have to say is that the government has urged the police and justice to quickly do investigations in order to know who has done this and bring those criminals into justice.
Some opposition leaders and some Burundians are accusing the government, and particularly President Pierre Nkurunziza, for causing this because of the tension in the country and because of the protest. What do you say to that?
The tension is brought in by those demonstrators and the plotters, not from the ruling party or the President Pierre Nkurunziza, because we do believe that it's right for the ruling party and its members to appoint who they want to, as long as they don't violate the laws and the constitution of Burundi, to be their candidate at the presidential of 2015. But some activists from the civil society and the opposition leaders have called the population to go into the streets, and those came out with violence. They've been killing people, burning cars, burning houses, destroying everything they find in the streets, and even barricading roads, violating rights from the other citizens to go for their lives. So this means that those bringing insecurity in the country are not people from the ruling party or from the government, but those from the civil society organizations and from the opposition parties.
How does the government intend to end this tension that some people say that has contributed to the death of this opposition leader?
Let me emphasize one thing. This opposition leader has been killed in one of the suburbs where these demonstrations are happening, a suburb where the police and the government, they don't have access freely. So because people are barricading roads and they don't allow policemen to go inside. So if this crime happened in that area, how can people come and accuse the government or claim that it's the ruling party or someone else? I think we have to wait for investigations to be made, but we have to emphasize that this happened in an area 100% controlled by demonstrators and the opposition leaders.
Tanzania Minister of East Africa, as well as the General Secretary of the East Africa Community, are in the country holding consultations. When they met with officials of the government and the ruling party, what was the discussion?
The discussion were about how people can move forward to elections. Because we do have to go to elections. We need elections. Our institutions that have been elected by the population have to be replaced by others elected by the population. So time is running out, and we have to quickly go to elections. But we see that some politicians here from the opposition parties don't need to go to elections and are looking for some pretext in order to delay. But the government is still waiting for them to campaign, because now rallies are going on, and we do want all the stakeholders to go for rallies and to campaign in order to participate to the elections. This is what is happening. It's a kind of political dialogue that is held by government and civil society and the opposition, and with the assistance of the UN here, the AU officials, and the EAC officials.
What has the president particularly said about this assassination of this opposition leader?
He is very concerned by what is happening in the country, and he's appealing all the population to remain calm, to remain peaceful, and to continue campaigning, but respecting others' lives. So this is what he is saying, and he urges all the security forces and the justice to quickly do the necessary investigations in order to find out what happened and who are the killers in order for them to be sought for justice.